is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Going Places, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertile, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Mixed with 151, one sip will probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs like Osiris and Isis. Parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass bursts, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little brothers is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, like police chasers, street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to fly with my power, this is what now. It's about brothers, the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, March 18th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. As you know, it is Tuesday. Great supplement each and every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. The Grand Bahama supplement, you definitely need to check that out. And each and every Tuesday, we have the Freeport Report for you right here on Talking Heads. And we're going to get to that on the flip side of the break. But we got to do a few things before we get there. Obviously, we're going to open up the lines. We're going to talk to Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper. So if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4259. 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Like I told you, we will be talking to Grand Bahama, having the Freeport Report, but don't forget lines we need to address as well, too.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup from any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right. PM vows to protect Bahamian interests. Government continues review of Cuban medical program. Story by LaTanya Roberts. Read more on that. Blaine selected new UB president. Story by Rachel Scott. Dr. Robert Blaine III has been selected the next president of the University of the Bahamas and is set to take up his appointment on July 1st. Chair of the university's Board of Trustees, Allison Maynard Gibson, said the appointment of the university's 13th president since the institution's founding represents a pivotal moment in our journey of bold transformation. The key consideration in the board's selection of Dr. Blaine included expertise to aggressively lead the attainment of national and international accreditation and drive continuous improvement throughout UB. Educational access, enhancing research performances. All right, we'll see how it goes. Colby Davis insists that Pike deal nearly done. Okay, well, let me see it happen. I'm sure we'll know it's done then. I've seen a couple of trucks, Pike trucks, back on the road, so you never know. Something may be in the works. But you know, you gotta, when you're dealing with this in particular, this minister in particular, gotta, you know, use the magnifying glass and the fine tooth comb and make sure, and dot the I's and cross the T's. Yeah. BPL Inti signed deal for NP's first utility scale solar plant. And this one is really what we're going to talk. I know we're going to talk about this coming up on the flip side of the rig. Massive bushfires erupt in Freeport. So we'll see, you know, what was the cause and obviously where we're at now and how things have progressed and what's going on, if you got enough fire trucks, enough water. We'll get this full scoop. All right? We'll be going to Grand Bahama on the flip side of the break. But before we do, let's get this call in real quick. Talking heads.
Naughty Major, we don't hate you.
What's going on, GNN?
If I tell you what's going on, you might talk it.
That's my job. Where, anyway, go ahead.
Where is the dynamic duo today?
It's Tuesday, bro.
Oh.
You have to hold on until...
I must get too much happening in my system. But listen, ain't going to happen. The person who, the people who pick the professor for the UB are all in the same place. The same place who's speaking. All from me, baby people. And the lawyers for Pike are the same players. They're all for me, baby people. It just ain't going to happen the way we want it to happen. You understand me? And in terms of the prime minister, how in the world you could be worried about Donald Trump? See, Trump ain't threatening to be aiming people, you know. And I ain't no big Trump fan. Trump said, I can revoke some of y'all unscrupulous politicians. Visa. He never threatened to be aiming people. You got to watch what he's saying. And then how the prime minister can answer and say, the company we gained the money to in Cuba, we got to investigate to find out if they connected with the government. What kind of statement is that, Naughty? How you know you ain't gained the money to a regime with buying guns and ammunition and stuff? You can say that? Naughty, what kind of nonsense is that? And you worry about why Trump thinking and saying what he said? You ain't so weird, buddy, guy.
Listen.
Come on, but I have another announcement to make.
You're paying it out, but where you paying it out? How you paying it out? You know how you're paying it out. You, how many checks you cutting?
You can't even give, if you go there as a visitor, you can't even give a Cuban a dollar, American dollar, and she can't catch with that. Because they go in the jail. So you telling me, you telling the world, you paying the Cuban, some people in Cuba, monies, to have some of their people come here, and you ain't sure who they connected to? Nonsense. But anyway, when GNN talk, I can't opine as beautifully as 52 and C. Allen, right? But I Grammy boy, so I could do on the ground. I could reach it on the ground. But when GNN call, I just tell the truth. I don't lie. You make no sense lying. The Brian Adley faction, which was formerly known as the world famous.
I know this was coming up at some point. Anyway, go ahead. Let me hear what you think on this.
The ruling is in the day 10 o'clock, that the Brian Adley faction, GNN was telling you a long time, all the pearly yelling them talking about gay or no name, ain't had nothing to do with no new name. Well, that was thrown out this morning at 10 o'clock, his application and the number one plaintiff, which was him, that was thrown out. So as it stands now, the way forward Valley Boys have the direct access to the Valley Boys name. And I thought I'd put that out there. I think press conference this afternoon.
Man, I can't tell you a word of lie, man. When I saw that went down and how that went down, I was like, you know what? I've really been inspired lately and motivated lately to get back to, you know, to flinging records, you know what I mean? And throwing down dubs, grabbing the mic. Mic selector! So I'm thinking if I come with the Way Forward Alpha Sounds, I should be able to work, right?
Listen, bud. Listen, we got a big tent. You know what I mean?
I just want to ask you, that could probably work, right? Considering how this thing going, right?
What you mean? We got socks and pencil there under our tent?
No, you missed it going over your head, but anyway, everything cool.
I think so. I'm so excited that I think so.
Yeah, man.
So,
remember, I can call it the Way Forward Alpha Sounds, eh?
Yeah, and we have elections on the 29th of this month, something with Brian Foxen should have done dog time.
But keep me posted on that. Keep me posted on that because I got to get down to Grand Bahama. I got to see what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
But then. I appreciate the updates as always. But be safe and we talk soon.
Man.
All right, man. Be safe. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be going to Grand Bahama. We'll be getting into the Freeport Report. We'll be touching base with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper, and they'll be bringing us up to snuff at all things Grand Bahama. And as I go to the break, I wonder, I read the comments by Mrs. Allison Gaynard, Maynard Gibson. This is the 13th president in the history of UB. Man, we got a Bahamian president. When one of us really going to take the reins of our University of the Bahamas? And hey, I have no brief with Dr. Elliott. I don't. Sorry, with Dr. Blair. I apologize. Dr. Blaine, I apologize. I have no brief with Dr. Blaine. Very accredited gentleman. Very smart man. I have no issue with him. And I hope he could do what he, you know, said. The charter says he's supposed to do. But I just wonder as I go to the break after all these years, why can't one of us, one of our own, head up our higher learning institution? After all, it is University of the Bahamas.
All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic. All I need is one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra-large white meat filet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles. With new arrivals every the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC bucket meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say them they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like John. Some can't recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full-time Babylon realize sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. What am I
doing? We're back at you on the Tuesday, March 18th edition of Talking Heads. Now, if my memory serves me correctly, I look at it, and let me be clear on what I was saying going to the break. We've had 13 presidents of UB. 3 have been Bahamian over the time. I think Dr. Kevin Bethel God bless the dead, was the longest serving, if I'm not mistaken. But still, 3 out of 13. No bueno. In more recent times, I think we've had a lot of intellectuals that could assume that position from our ranks. But we'll see how it goes. Like I said, more importantly, let's get down to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper jamming. And what's going on, Sarah and Darren? Appreciate y'all being here.
Hey, nice to have Darren back on.
And glad to have Darren back. And I guess
you're a little bit early.
Y'all still got buckets in your hand trying to put out fire? Or we got that under control. Let's get that up. Let us know about that right away, please.
Sent you a bunch of pictures. No, it's still not good. They're just calling for people to come and help at a friend's house off midshipment now. And
well,
there's still issues.
The reason why I'm asking, I want both of you guys to chime in and let us know, because we're seeing, you know, the second hand videos circulating. When I see videos with the hose in the middle of the road, can't reach to the fire, can't get connected to a pump, where are we? I mean, how are we in this position? Firefighters allegedly telling folks, look, fire approaching your house, you need to go. There's nothing we can do. I mean, you can't set up, you can't get a hose going. And I'm looking at these pictures and dear God.
Yeah. You see how they surrounded that house? I'm going to let you go. Sorry.
Hey, guys. Hey, Naughty.
Hey, Darren. What's happening?
Good to be back on air with you guys. It's a very unfortunate situation where Grand Bahamians are dealing with this vexing fire. You know, I've had the opportunity yesterday afternoon to assist one of our Rotarian sisters who house was really in the heat of it. So when I got there, the firefighters came, pulled up behind me, and they said, oh, we just got to let it burn out. But try and secure the best that you can. This is what nobody's telling me. So I'm not speaking by hearsay from someone else. I'm speaking from what the two firemen told me when in the yard. And the sad part about it in this area is a lot of the homes in this particular area run off electric pump. So when I would have gotten the water hose for the house, I realized that there was no water. Power was out. Persons couldn't even wet their building because if they were with electric pump in their yard and there was no power, they had no water. Right across from her duplex is a fire hydrant with a hose running to it that couldn't get water to come out of it for whatever reason. So which means they got a fire hydrant there on Churchill, almost to the corner by Club Fortuna, and there was no water coming out of it. So whilst we have firefighters working and doing what they can with the limited resources they have, we also have a GB utility problem, who is the island supplier of water, which will be the one to provide and supply water to the hydrant. So I think some clarity, Sarah, should be given, or a story should be given, why that hydrant, which is a DEFCO LUSCO community, was not working. But this fire is really out of control. One, our firefighters don't have the mechanism. I mean, well, Fred say we good. But watch this now. There's a fire in the east of Grand Bahama that's burning out of control. And there's a fire in the west that was just as worse, all happening at the same time. When the fire truck for the airport the one that Shanta sent, the Freeport, was in the east trying to fight, or just, I guess they were using the trucks just as a transportation mechanism.
Yeah, because really everybody said fire. They were all working. Only two of them work when it's brought in.
Yeah. But again, in the east, they had water problem on one of the hydrants that I saw personally. And so I think, you know, this is not no couple hours worth of fire. These are days, and people are still, those who would have been evacuated from their home yesterday still can't return because the smoke is so strong. And so they're still displaced. And all this pretty talk, I would hope that Fred Mitchell will fly to Freeport with his biggity self, bring his social service minister, bring in government official, all of them, and come and help the people navigate, because they got all the answers. We don't have a fire truck problem, but the one Ginger buy or get donated is still parked in the middle of the fire station when we have a crisis in Grand Bahama. Fire on 8 Mile Rock Corner, burning, and it's black smoke. So it ain't bush. It's bush long with stuff in the bush. And in the east, on the Chipman, you got it on the Chipman Road, and you got it on East Sunrise Highway Road. And it is burning. And the problem is we've not had rain in a while, so we got dry bush.
Along with
bottles that, with the heat, will cause. You know, this is my theory of whether I believe the fire would have started. But let's just imagine for a minute, Fred, that we had a house fire. I mean, even though the firefighters will show up and can't really fight the house fires because they don't have the proper tools, even though we don't have no fire truck problem, according to Fred, we're challenged. And yeah. The new day, allow us to feel the newness of the day and give, rather than increasing the travel budget, a new car to drive around in, give us the flipping equipment that's, are you flipping on radio, Naughty?
Yeah, man.
You give us the equipment that's needed to do the work that's required of these people.
Yeah. It's a huge problem, Naughty. I mean, I put it in the chat group that I'm in, and people have been complaining about it. They didn't, you know, they don't realize the issue we're having, and they don't understand why we don't have these parts, why we're not training extra people to help them, especially with our, you know, the season coming up, and especially with all the problem we have of these dead trees that have been around from Hurricane Dorian. So there are multiple issues, and we cannot exist the way we are, especially we're so spread out with the East and the West. Like, you know, like Darren said, everyone's panicking and calling yesterday, but these poor, you know, firemen can only go so far. Then they've had to block the road off because the visibility was so bad, and there were, you know, accidents looking to happen. They've had to cut that off. But, you know, we just don't have enough, and we need these trucks ASAP, or we need a solution to the ones that are sitting there. I don't know that the ones that are sitting there can be repaired. How can they be repaired after all that time with Dorian? Doesn't make sense to me at this point.
No, I mean, what a lot of Nassauians have in mind is we're seeing with the footage, we're seeing the pictures, and we're wondering, How long is this going to last for Grand Bahama? How long is this going to go on? Is it going to be now another situation?
Well, the firefighters are basically hoping that this will quickly burn out, because there's no way. There is no plan to actually out this, and I don't think they have the capacity or the ability in terms of the equipment and the manpower. Now, I've been advised. I've not seen it, but I've been advised that they've been getting assistance from a sewer company, a company that used their truck to pump sewer and pump oil and all that stuff, is now toting water to be able to help, I guess, navigate our firefighters through these difficult times, you know. So that is really where we are, and we are grateful for all companies that will be able to help navigate our people through the challenging times.
Yeah, everybody's out there helping. People are going to each other's houses with hoses, wetting down around blocks. I mean, that's all you can do at the moment, because if, you know, the wind is so strong and it's picking up. And if you've ever seen these naughty, you know, when this happens, these fires jump across streets. They can be dual carriageways. They'll still go. And it's crazy, the fires that, the pictures you guys would have seen in the papers today, and obviously the pictures we're all sharing with ourselves, it's scary.
Very scary. And obviously when you're dealing with brush fires, like Darren said earlier, hopefully the fire department says that they'll burn out, because obviously there's nothing to feed off of. But in worst-case scenarios, if there's breeze, if there are other areas that they can't feed off of, you can have a horrible situation on your end. Very eerily similar to the situation in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it's very worrying, yeah. And especially if you've seen the larger pictures, like you could see the smoke so far away on the island. It was crazy from, you know, buildings. It's incredible, the smoke. And I think at one point, Darren, what we had fires on Midshipman. We had the back of, by the airport road down there, Churchill. Then you had the one in 8 Mile Rock as well. So there were three. And then something happened in Bahamia last night as well.
What happened in Bahamia? It spread or?
There's another fire there as well. So, you know, these are scary things. And then, you know, I mean, everyone's very worried about how these are starting, who's, you know, where they're coming from. Most of them, as we understand, are bushfires that are coming from, you know, people throwing bottles. And this is how they get started. And then because everything's so dry, it's just spreading. But everyone is also worried about the fires that have happened in the bazaar and those also catching, you know, and believing there might be an arsonist starting those. So it's a big worry.
Let's get to the phone lines. We got a call. Let's get to the phone lines, see what the callers have to say. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Nori. How you doing, man?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. That's too.
Good afternoon.
How long was Grand Bahama having this fire truck problem?
Oh, I can't remember when we did it in the paper. Dan, go ahead.
Based on Fred Mitchell from under the last administration.
How long it was? Yeah.
Based on the Foreign Affairs Minister. But I do know that Grand Bahama, the Grand Bahama fire station was underwater. After Hurricane Dorian. So we believe that they would have been challenged with the proper utensils that's needed from then.
Before the hurricane, were they having this problem with the trucks?
No. I know before the hurricane, we had about three trucks on Grand Bahama.
Because I'm going somewhere with this. What I want to say, some people trying to make this seem like a political thing now, something to campaign on and, you know, throw around. But what I want to say, from 2017 to 2021, there were five members of parliament for one party, three senators, and the governor general in Grand Bahama. That problem started 2-3 months ago.
Please don't hang up when you finish with your comments.
Hello?
Please don't hang up when you're done with your comments.
I asked a question. You know,
okay, I want to respond to you.
Grandmama, you talk about you vote for us and we love you and Grandmama, we can do this and do that. You couldn't put two fire trucks in Grandmama with five member parliament?
Okay, so caller, you can let me respond to that.
Go ahead.
And so if you are paying attention, with five MPs
five.
Of the FNM, I say four
three
because
senators.
I don't consider Frederick McAlpine a part of that administration.
Yeah,
but five MPs, FNM star, three senators ended down to two senators,
the Governor General,
the Deputy Prime Minister, all that. So, caller, you realize, right, that administration is no longer in the chair. You know why? Because we, the people, didn't feel that they represent us very well. That's why we fired them. So, so if you say we are making it political, and the truth be told, it is the job of governments to manage and to deal with the concerns of constituents and also the islands.
Would you know we'll
so
always
be... If we fired the last damn administration because of lack of performance, will you think this one doing? You come in knowing with these problems. You campaign on these problems. You said you will address these problems, but you there and all you're doing is gum busing. You sound like you're a PLP.
You know what our Bahamian people problem is? Until we realize that government is continuous, we can always have this problem. You know, not because the government changed yesterday. This government should continue going on with good ideas and good projects with the former government had it. And I think Grandmama, see, I have Grandmama near to my heart. My mother had six boys, five. And my brothers either still live in Grand Bahama or died in Grand Bahama. And my mother, only son that stayed in Nassau, with her five brothers I had in Grand Bahama. So, you know, Grand Bahama is dear to me.
Yeah, grandmama is dear to many.
Grandma is dear to all of us.
Grandpa is dear to many of us. And the reality of it is, when we have people who seems to ride on the fact that Grand Bahama had five this and five that and three this and three that and three the other, we continue to remind all of you that that is why the people of Grand Bahama only stood and said, hey, yeah, you got some F&Ms that I know. Because we didn't feel then that you represented what we were saying. So if Grand Bahama had returned the five MPs after bad leadership, then you could say we are suckers for punishment. Okay? That's why we fired them. So now we got a PLP government. In the words of Fred Mitchell in the Honorable House of Assembly, we don't have a fire truck problem. But we got fire problems that we don't have the trucks to be able to manage them. So, Carla, whether you want it to be a political issue or not, it is political. Because our government travels, extends their travel budget, they buy fancy cars, and the truth be told, Sandpil Motors just delivered at least 30 brand new cars to government when we don't have the necessary firefighting equipment. You talk about fire, let's talk about ambulance. Let's talk about police cars. We only talk about fire trucks.
Let's talk about ambulance.
We got more challenge. Okay. The two ambulances, one is still parking 8 Mile Rock, can't move because you can't find the right driver. And then there's the next one in Freeport, they use it as a cargo bus because they can't use it as an ambulance.
What?
And I just want everyone
to know. They can't use it as an ambulance, they're using it as a cargo bus?
It's a car. It's a bus they're now using to tote items around. No patients, items.
What?
Because the Minister of Health was so... The Minister of Health was so wise in buying them. Someone probably gave him a good deal, or better yet, donated it to him. And that's why he took the standard shift vehicles.
All right.
And I just want to be clear to everybody who listens. We've been reporting on this since January, if not before. And February 4th, we got the new truck that week. They've been promising it for a while because the five trucks that we have are not working, have not been repaired. And I don't think they're possible to be repaired. So no one's dealing with that situation either. Bringing us one truck isn't going to save us.
But the truth be told, this administration campaigned on fire truck. That's why Ginger donated, or got one donated, and bragged about the truck they pulled from the harbor and pulled it right in front of the fire station. So this administration came in knowing we had fire truck problems. That's why her and Chester was in the photo saying they're bringing home a truck. But what we found out was it wasn't working. So this ain't no surprise to them coming into office. That's why you got Wayne Monroe getting up in the House of Assembly 3 years, almost 4 years later, and say, we have now ordered. Really? 4 years later, you just ordered some trucks that's going to take now months before we get them, or probably before election? So you all knew that there was a problem. This is no surprise to you. So don't tell me about the five MPs what we didn't fire, and the three senators and one governor general. That's why we fired them. Tell me about your end of office. This ain't no 2 year end of office. This ain't 3 years. This is almost 4 years in office and no delivery, no hotel sold, no airport renovation, none. What new investment that they've done since they've came into office? What new investment? And I don't care how much people say, I bitter and I diss. The reality of it is we are not benefiting on the talks at no time.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, we need justice, law, and order in the Bahamas here. Hey, Naughty.
What's happening, Brayman?
Boys, social service and wolf road need to be we need to change everybody in there. Okay?
What?
This thing, yes, man, I see I went there several days ago, right? They give me $50. You know what I'm saying? $50 for a month. Those people joking, you know? Something needs to be done in this Bahamas. They think the Bahamian people are foolish, and not only that, they're trying to keep them to a certain standard whereby they will never get over. But the thing is, they don't know the Bahamian people like I do. You know? Something needs to be done. These people, those people, the Bahamian people need to stand up. Country, stand up for something. Thank you, Naughty.
All right, Brandon. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So I get your point on that. Let's get to the text lines real quick, and the text lines are full. Naughty, the PM doesn't seem to be privy to many things, from Bamsey to the still unknown politician to this. Why should we disbelieve him when he said he doesn't know? Good afternoon, Naughty. The Bahamas purchased 5 fire trucks in 2013 at a cost of $1.2 million. So do you realize that giving account for inflation, the Bahamas could have purchased at least 145, that's 145 fire engines with the $58 million travel money? Good afternoon, Naughty. Thank you, Darren. Well said to the caller who said it's politics. Government is elected to manage. BPL, Naughty, this BPL, this new deal going to be like Pike waiting for the ink to dry. Darren is very smart. He makes some very good points. Maybe he needs to be minister for Grand Bahama. There's
we
another one
asking,
now.
We would like, if people are asking on the chat groups for the government to come out and say something about what's happening, because they're very worried about these fires, and there's been no announcements or any conversation coming from the government on this, so we are hoping that it will get, everyone would like to have one and know what, you know, what's the resolution, what's the prognosis for this, what's the plan, because this is not a Port Authority issue. It has nothing to do with them. This is a government issue, and I don't care who's in government, but we need the government now to sort this out, because it's scary for people. This is, you know, we've gone through enough trauma. We don't need the fires now.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon, Seattle and Johnson. Good afternoon, Darren and Sarah. You know, I listened to the PLP advocate. The one thing I like about him is that he's always been wrong on all his predictions. He's spotting 100%. From Sheen Gibson to Minnis to whoever else he supported. But the issue with Grand Bahama is the fact that we have no central vision for what Grand Bahama is. And I often repeat this. If you go back to the 2002 general election, for the two individuals that were vying for Grand Bahama right after 9/11, their statements were that there can be no economic development for the Bahamas without Grand Bahama being front and center. And it's repeated all the way through until the 2021 election. Well, if you look at the actual data and economics of Grand Bahama, you'll see that vision to be, that statement to be true, not just for Grand Bahama, but also for the entire Bahamas. Even growth of the inclusive hotel that stops here because they get a tax break in the United States of 50% by stopping in the Bahamas as opposed to going directly back there. So it's really no benefits. And even though they build these inclusive enclaves, you know, that's the only thing that's grown. The numbers sort of reflect that tourism hasn't truly grown from arrivals for 24 years. Okay, let's take it back to 2001, and you'll see we're right back at 9/11. And so the fact that we have not had real vision for Grand Bahama means it's resulting that you had no real vision for the Bahamas. And people say they have a vision. People say they have an idea. People say they what they will do. But if you look at it, oftentimes, one thing individuals are good at is saying who, what, which, when, where, and why. But we have not had anybody that has been able to stand up individually, collectively, as organizations to explain their house. You know, we've been talking about a digital Grand Bahama since 2002 and made a number of tents and tens of millions of dollars. And we haven't had a company to open who digitally can stay open and work. You had the charge d'affaires, Ms. Furnish, came here and told us about the potential of what Grand Bahama would be. And that's the same thing we've been speaking of for almost 20 years. And so until we get Grand Bahama, because there has to be a growth in Grand Bahama, and you see, and this is why we were asking for the breakdown, not the numbers of the demand made from the Grand Bahama Port Authority, but actually to the numbers, the economic numbers that reflect by which they came from that as a derivative. You want to give it to us directly. But if you do that and you can extrapolate, at least for me, from a data person and others, that when you make a demand on the so-called economics that did not fulfill itself, that within itself is an indictment concerning the economics of what Grand Bahama used to be. If they have fulfilled those promises in the past and they haven't been able to fulfill it in those 5 years or 6 years, then it tells you that we are spiraling backwards. And so the fire station, the hospitals, the basically the ecosystem that is needed to make Grand Bahama attractive has not been expressed by anyone coming from this island or coming from the capital of the Bahamas that we somehow believe is not the city of Nassau, but actually New Providence, that has the intelligentsia also. But let me just end in saying this, though. Until Grand Bahamians make a decision that they are a participatory part of this country, not simply waiting to send people to Parliament, but actually begin to define who they are, whose they are, and what they want this island to be, rather than, as the current Prime Minister said, we are looking for someone who has a vision for you, a foreign company, if we can't define us. And when you hire people to build vision, you know, it's responsibility of your life. And anyone who knows what building vision simply knows that once you have a vision, you can hire people to build it. But if you're waiting for someone to develop a vision for you, if you're waiting for somebody to develop an economy for us, it will never happen. And today, I want to say to Grand Bahamians and everywhere, if you do the same thing you've been doing yesterday, and you wake up tomorrow and have the same result, do not be surprised. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shalyn. Always good to hear from you, man. But go ahead.
Before we go, can I just wrap up on the paper real quick? We haven't had anything today. Is that okay?
Go right ahead.
I just want everyone to pay attention to the shipyard story. It was very great of our reporter, Barbara, to get an interview with David Scansbury. And I really want you to read that because it does emphasize the need for us to get all these same things we have talked about aligned ASAP for this shipyard to be open for 2026. We have to have the hotel. We have to have the airport. So we are, you know, besides pushing for these things that we also need, the fire trucks and this, you know, this plan that we don't have, we must have those in place, and I am hoping we hear any news on that soon. So I would really encourage you to read that, as well as if you're interested in real estate, please read the tax ID requirement. It is really delaying a lot of stuff here in Freeport, and people are very frustrated. So I would really encourage you to read that. We also had Fashion Week in Junior Junkanoo. There's great pictures there. We had a visit from the Queen Victoria ship. I would like to encourage you to look at that as well. But really, if you're looking for some good stories this week, please read about the shipyard. Please read about the tax ID. It's very important. These are things that are also stifling our economy, and we need to get these going. And so I really encourage you to pick up your Guardian and read those papers if you want to know more about Freeport this week.
All right. Well, it's a fully loaded episode, Sarah, but I'll be honest with you. From these stories that a fire broke,
yes.
I mean, I kind of knew that I was going to, you know, monopolize the conversation.
It needs to dominate it because it's everywhere. I mean, people are running home to, you know, make sure they're, I've been through it before, so it's terrifying.
All right.
The firemen are so good. I mean, they're smart as well. They know that they can't put it out completely. They watch it burn. They protect areas. They know how it works, which is incredible. But, you know, they can't do it without the resources like Darren Stress, and he's 100% right.
All right, let me get to these other texts before we get out of here. Naughty, tell Darren, stop telling tales. On new MP for Bimini and West End, Grand Bahama is working. Miss Moxie is working, too. All right.
That requires a response.
No, I got a couple, and then you can respond to whichever one you wanted to. Good day, Naughty.
No, I was asking. I saw you pause. I was just wondering if I'm not even going to waste my time. All they got to do is show me. They got to tell me. Show me.
Good afternoon, Naughty. How will Fred vote on a debate on whistleblowers? Because I think I heard him said a while back that whistleblowers should be locked up. What is the whistleblowers debate for in the House? To lock them up or to protect them? I want to hear Fred answer. I'm tired of him thinking he's the leader of the PIP. I hope they ain't running him in the next election. Well, in most normal places around the world, you know, whistleblowers are protected. According to Mr. Mitchell, he doesn't agree. Let me get to these other texts. Thanks, John, for putting that lowercase in his place. And this is another text. Let Darren know we want him in Central Grand Bahama. Well, technically, Naughty, Grand Bahama didn't fire the last F&M administration. They kept it. So technically, Grand Bahama do like bad treatment. Why keep three if they was doing a bad job?
Everyone knows the answer to that question.
Hi, Naughty, Sarah, and Darren. Darren is right on point. That caller always calls with the same defense. He is a PLP. Darren knows how to fix his business. Great show. The caller also forgot that there was Dorian and COVID. He's living in La La Land. All right, there you go. That's all the text right there. Good stuff. Everybody who chimed in and texted in, you guys want to say anything before we get out of here?
They got fixed just like our hospital did. We're getting money. Nothing to go for.
Naughty, I see you got 2 seconds before you go, right? But you know what is so sad? That we see PLP supporters and PLP government officials rile on the fact that, oh, what the previous administration did not do. And I am the one, I want to be the one to say that this administration going into almost 4 years had no pandemic, had no natural disaster in any island of the Bahamas. And yet we cannot seem to feel, touch, and embrace the significant impact of their spending. No, this administration is riding on a wave of no disaster and can't get it right. So for all those PLPs who like to ride on how much MPs we had in Grand Bahama and this and that and the other, the reality of it is we went through a global, worldwide pandemic, and we went through a hurricane that devastated two of our booming economies, you know, islands, Abaco, Grand Bahama. And separate apart from that, the previous administration had other hurricanes in different parts of the Bahamas. But this administration has none. The text about, say, King and Ginger Wicked, just show me. Just show me. You're going to tell me. Tell me where to go to see where they're working. The same King Kingsman who can't seem to get the park corrected and fine for it. Now, months after giving the contractor, I guess, the money they buy on Avon Playground. The same King Kingsman can't get the fire station after breaking it down up and going. Or the seawall is down. Show me, don't tell me. And show me what is Ginger doing other than beautiful Grand Bahama and cocktail receptions. Tell me. Don't. Show me, don't tell me. Okay? Talk is cheap. Money buy land. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon. Good to be back.
Glad you're back, Dan. Y'all be safe. Thank you all for chiming in. Have a great rest of the week in Freeport. We're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Get into the 5 o'clock hour. News at the top. And we'll be right in back after the news. I'll chime back in. Pearlie will chime in. We'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, March 18th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
See, now the king is straight, swelling my melon, cause none of these brothers real heard they were telling police, how can a kingpin squeal? This is crazy, I'm on the right track, I'm finally found. You need some soul searching, the time is now. All I need is one mic. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Tuesday and it's time for my numerology report. It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's brought to you by the Island Game. And the photo for today is 1795. The 1795. That's your lucky photo for the Island Games. Hey, Willie, my friend.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Go in places, travel, come see the world. We'll turn the ordinary into extraordinary. Going on a cruise, flying on a plane, we'll make your dreams come true. For the very best deals anywhere in the world, we're going places. places with you. We are going places. Travel, we're the travel experts, the Caribbean's largest travel agency.
Come into any of our offices or visit us at goingplacestravel.com.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street and experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. Girl. Yeah.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Going Places, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass bursts, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little brothers is grown, look rats. Don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun, and the moon. And it's life for police.
Well, I got you on the Tuesday, March 18th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly will be chiming in short order. And I'm sure we'll be hearing about it. I'm just glad he's awake because I know he's up 6 a.m. this morning watching the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And they won. So you know this could be long today. Yes, indeed. This could be long. All right. But let's jump into today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, March 17th, in sports history, several things happened. 1940, for the first time in NHL history, Bobby Bauer finished 1-2-3 in NHL scoring. 1955, in Montreal, there was a 7-hour riot that caused more than... hold on. This is the 18th. Let me update this. That would be the right thing to do. March 18th. This is the 18th. And on this day, several things happened. 1892, Frederick Arthur Lord Stanley of Preston announced that he had purchased a trophy to be presented to the Hockey Champion of Canada. And that is obviously the legendary Stanley Cup, but they play for each and every year. 1945, Maurice the Rocket Richard became the first National Hockey League NHL player to score 50 goals. 1953, the National League owners approved the move of the Braves from Boston to Milwaukee. It was the first Major League franchise shift since 1903. 1970, the NFL selected Wilson to be the official football and scoreboard as official time. 1990, the 32-day lockout of baseball players ended. 1990, in Tampa, Florida, a Little League player was killed after being hit with a pitch. 2002, Brittany Cecil became the first NHL fan fatally directly related to action on the ice. She had been hit by a puck during a game 2 days before between the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Calgary Flames. Her death was caused by a rare injury caused when her head snapped back after being hit by the puck. Sports quote of the day, to be a champ, you have to believe in you. Quite a champ he was. All right, that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We'll get up into the home court right now. The local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And is Pearly in the building yet? We got Pearly here. What's going on, Pearly? Can we hear him, or has he muted himself out? Get off the mute, Pearly. Get off the mute.
Funny.
I know you can't function right now. You've been up since 6 a.m. this morning. 5:55.
And guess what, Naughty? The Alexa said, it's 6 o'clock. It's time for Dodger baseball. That was so cool.
I wish we weren't on air right now so I could really say something.
Ohtani had 2 hits and scored 2 runs.
4-1 Dodger victory, correct?
Yep. No Mookie, no Freddie.
4-1, though.
4-1, yeah.
All right,
Yamamoto was brilliant. He was brilliant.
We'll talk about it and who's in and who's out. But right now, let's get to the local sports scene, you know. The home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Bahamians to see action in March. Madness, VJ, and AJ come up short in Big 12 quarterfinals, but they're going to make the tournament anyway. Obviously, VJ Edgecombe from Baylor. AJ representing AJ Store, that is, from the University of Kansas. Both of those teams will be in the tournament. Both of those should you know, make some noise. I don't know how far they'll go, but they should win a couple of games. I think they're good right now.
Kansas has been a letdown this year.
They have underperformed.
And so has AJ has underperformed as well.
He should have stayed where he was. He made that big transfer where he was getting mucho minutes and playing.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I think both of those squads will make some noise in the tournament.
Okay.
I don't know how far they'll go. I think VJ and Baylor go a lot further than Kansas.
They'll probably make it to the 32.
Well, I'm thinking Baylor might even make it to the 16.
Nah.
We'll see. Action in Bahamas Football Association Youth League heating up. Number of teams playing over the course of the weekend. And out of tennis, reset to play in first pro tennis tournament. Bahamian Kai Reese is ready to test the waters as a professional tennis player. He's playing his first pro tournament this week, taking part in the International Tennis Federation's M15 Herak Lion 2025 tennis tournament in Crete, Greece. So we'll keep you posted on that. And that's a wrap right there on the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Now let's get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And now you can let us know, how's Dodger baseball, Pearly? Who's in and who's out? Ohtani was obviously in the lineup today. 2 hits.
And yeah, 2 hits. 2 doubles, actually.
And then Yamamoto?
Yamamoto pitched well. 5 strong innings. 1 run. I think a couple of hits. Mookie's out. Mookie is sick. Mookie has some kind of bug. He's lost like 12 pounds. So they send him back to California. To get medical attention and put that weight back on before the season starts. Freddie Heinkel isn't 100% yet, so they just decided not to play him today. But other than that, Pajes, the second year Cuban guy, he looked pretty decent. Tommy Edmond had a hit. He looked pretty good. It was a good game. Actually, the Japanese pitcher from the Cubs, really pitched well. He handcuffed the Dodgers. He handcuffed the Dodgers for 4. He no hit the Dodgers for 4 innings.
Four innings, a no hit ball, and then he let it go.
Then they pulled him and they brought in a reliever, and then the Dodgers did tee off on him.
Ah. So that's what they got to.
It was a good game, though. It was a really good game. It was all right. It was nice.
So they got to the reliever. They didn't get to the starter. But it's early in the year that you shouldn't get to the starters because the pitchers normally have an advantage at this time of year.
Yeah, they do. They do. But it was nice. They got up at 5. They got up at 5 to 6, you know, did the bathroom thing and then made a big cup of coffee, pulled up.
At 6 in the morning.
Yeah, man, I was getting started at 6:10. It was kind of cool. I didn't feel it. I thought, but I'm used to getting up early, so not a biggie.
I know. I you always say you get up early, so I don't think that should have been a problem for you.
The pandemic, I'm up early. The pandemic, that's the scar I got from the pandemic, having to get up early. I couldn't wait for 5 o'clock in the morning when we was on curfew to get out.
Man, I tell you, they got this studio like an icebox today, boy, Pearly. My God, you ain't missing nothing, boy. You can hang meat in here. You can store meat in here and specimens and yeah.
Okay.
It's rather freezing in here today, boy. I don't know what's going on. I just thought I'd share that with you.
I mean, you know, something I didn't really want to know, but that's fine.
And if you get cold through the Zoom, that's even better, you know, because misery like company. But let me ask you a question, Pearly, on a side note, before we get into some more international sports and NFL news and NBA. What's your take on this whole Valley Boy situation with the name, my brother?
I'm leaving it back for the Court of Appeals to see what happens, because I personally, I don't think it's good for John Canoe. Secondly, I think politics needs to stay out of John Canoe. That's our culture. And fourthly, they're two big grown men to be carrying on like that.
Pretty much. You said it in a nutshell.
I'm trying to stay out of it. You know, I just hope we'll see what happens. I know the ruling game. I know it's going to the Court of Appeals. Let's see what happens there.
Yeah, I think that could be fast-tracked to the Court of Appeals. That was sprinted over today.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that ends up.
Note, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, National High School Track and Field Championships. Revenge is on our mind.
Revenge? But y'all were firmly defeated the last time out.
Well, last night, no, at BAISS, we lost BAISS by about 50 points, yes.
So,
not firmly. Don't be called, but firmly. That ain't firmly.
Soundly, I said, not firmly.
Soundly, firmly, softly, that's the beat. They win. Okay.
Okay.
Now we're moving on to the national track and six out of the eight division I can take.
Six out of eight, so I can take. Is that what you're saying right now?
We can lose one or two, but we can take the rest.
So we'll see. I mean, come on. Let's be honest, Purdy. You think you're gonna rebound off that cut skin this fast?
We did it the last time they won. They ain't never beat us in. I don't think they ever beat us in nationals.
Anyway, we'll see. Naughty.
It's nice to get your school kids, you know. Now you got to run against the rest of the country.
Naughty, please tell Perry stop waffling for SAC.
I don't waffle. That's my high school. I pull for SAC. I don't waffle. I don't waffle.
Where the Dodgers win today, track and field championships coming up. My God. You're in your moment. You're in your element.
March Madness begins. NIT begins tonight, the play-in games tonight. So it should be some good basketball tonight, too.
Should be. A lot of basketball, too. You got the NIT, you got some of the play-in brackets, like you said. You got the NBA lineup tonight. You got a lot of basketball playing. Mucho basketball playing.
I mean, AK-20 or whatever it is. AR-20.
AR-15. Austin Reeves. Yeah. AR-15.
Got off last night. He was in. He was in the zone last night.
Well, Lakers played well last night, man.
Yeah. If they play like that, they'll be all right.
Because obviously, they're playing well without LeBron, too, in certain situations. Now, it was the Spurs. They had a four-game losing streak coming in. But we'll see as the week progresses, because we got Denver coming in this week. Who else we got? The Lakers got some stiff competition this week, man.
Yeah, we got a couple of tough games this week, I think.
No cakewalk, you know, right out the gate for the Lakers. Lakers got to do some work this week. They got
to. Yeah. Denver tomorrow night. Denver coming into LA tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right. So then we got the Sun. Then we got where am I? So we got Denver tomorrow night. And then on Thursday night, we get the Bucks. On Saturday night, we get Chicago. Monday night, we got Orlando. Wednesday, the Pacers. So out of all those games, there's only one really tough game in that we should lose. I think we could beat the Nuggets. We beat them already. But I don't see us losing. But it's five games. We should go at least 3-2.
3-2. In these five games.
Yeah. In the six games, we should go 4-2. Because I think we could beat the Nuggets, but let's say we lose to the Nuggets.
But I mean, if you look at it right now, we are 42-25. We're in fourth place. The Nuggets are 44-25. They're in third place. The Rockets are 44-25. They've won seven in a row. Now, everybody's still trading the Thunder, but the Lakers need to maintain that fourth spot.
Yeah.
To keep the home court advantage. And the Warriors, like we said, are creeping up. They're 39 and 29 out of nowhere in the sixth spot. And they went like 14 and 1.
They're fighting with Minnesota.
The Clippers are there at number 8 and the Kings at 9 and 10. Excuse me. And we know why the Mavericks are free-falling.
They ain't got nobody to get 8 players.
You're right. Can't even feel the lineup. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm thinking the Lakers should be able to hold on to that fourth spot. And they played well last night for the most part.
If they were to get a player hurt right now, they'll have to forfeit, you know.
They did what they had to do against a weak team. Yeah, they will have to forfeit. That's a given in regard to the Mavericks.
The NBA rules is you have a minimum of 8 players.
We're looking at the box from last night, though. Austin Reeves, like you said, had 30.7 rebounds, 6 assists. Luka had 21, 9, and 14. Just missed the triple-double. Goodwin. Surprisingly, played 33 minutes last night. Had 15 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Very efficient.
He had a pretty good game last. He had a pretty good game.
And then again, Dorian Finney-Smith played well with the defense, but he chipped in with another 15. And then Jackson Hayes had 9 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists. So Luka's getting everybody involved. Gabe Vincent had 11 points. Dalton Connect had 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And then you had Vanderbilt, Koloko, Milton, and even Bronny James scored last night in garbage time. Bronny had a 3. Are you silent because of how overwhelmed you are, Pearly, or are you on mute again?
Say it again? You were saying something?
Bronny hit a 3 last night.
Yeah, it was a pure jumper, too. When he hit them, they look good now. When
yeah.
You hit them, they look really good.
A garbage time 3.
That's all right. He still hit it.
Yeah, he got his 3 points. Did his thing. No assists, no rebounds.
Yeah.
But like I said, the Lakers did win, so that's the important thing. But now, you got Denver coming in next. And then after Denver.
Then you got the Bucks.
That may not be such an easy game, you know.
No, I don't say it. Depends on which Bucks show up. They could beat the Bucks.
March 20th, the Lakers play the Bucks.
That's Saturday.
And then they play the Bulls on the 22nd. So
no, that's Thursday. So they got tomorrow, Wednesday, they got the Nuggets. Thursday, they got the Bucks. Saturday, they got the Bulls. Monday, the Magic. Wednesday, the Pacers.
Those three games, they should be able to win. And the Bulls, too. They can't buck their toe in those four. They got to win them.
They got to win them. The toughest games they would have would be the Nuggets, the Bucks, and the Grizzlies. If it's in a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 game space right now, they could go 5-3. 6-2, 7-1. They could do that.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. Pearly, I see we got some callers. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
All right, I'm going to call you. You know Houston was dead to right last night, eh?
You talking about the Rockets?
Yeah, man. They niggas had them dead to right.
Yeah, they came back last night.
Philly, yeah, well, you know, Houston plays down to the competition a lot, but obviously...
No, Philly was up about 24 points.
So Philly was trying to win one.
Philly had them dead to right, and then the quarter turns over, and they tie up the game, they keep fighting back. So when y'all mentioned was Rockets in what third place, they didn't look good. They had their first quarter, and I tell you, think I'm giving them... Philly had the game dead to right. I don't know. They're going overtime.
144, 137. That's them old school scores right there, man.
Yeah, they're going overtime. I tell you, Philly had them dead. They can't come play like that in the playoffs. But what they'll get rule of Philly had them dead.
Yeah, but when you look at Houston, though, they're very balanced, man. I mean, you got Green had 30 points. Yeah. Brooks had 25 points. Easton had 21. Sanguine had 13 and 11. Then you had...
That was last night, though. That was a difference. Last night was an exception to the rule.
See what I'm looking at, right? Philly really has no body mass.
And see, Houston didn't even play with the Thompson twins. They were missing one of the Thompson twins. Houston's got, you know, a couple of people on the bench. I think, with injury, I think if they were healthy, they win the game. But nonetheless, Houston still won 7.
Well, Lakers can hang in there. They might have been the first round, but I mean, the next round, they may get punched out. You know.
We'll see. I mean, I think lack of a big is going to end up wanting the Lakers this go round.
Now, what you think? But let me hear this. What you think about Boston?
About who?
The Celtics.
I think they better find an answer for Cleveland, or they can get beat in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Listen, I got you bring that up. We were leading Cleveland 24 points.
25-3, as a matter of fact, at one point.
Yeah. And that was not even our starters in there.
And then y'all came back with your starters and got beat going away in the fourth quarter by a dozen.
Not really, you know. We had some fellas out. They had all their people.
No, but I'm saying if you get up 25-3, you blew a 20-point lead. That shouldn't really happen in the NBA.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I mentioned that. Coming down the stretch and that be like that, no way they can beat Boston. I'm a man also look like he just come ready for Boston, the God.
Who you mean?
He always scoring 80 points and doing that for every game. What do you name, Mitchell?
Yeah, Mitchell always ready for Boston.
Yeah, he's killers, man. He just be ready, you know. We got to find a way to contain him a little bit, and then he went over, man. Now that'll be easy.
Well, right now, you 7.5 back in the Cavaliers. I think you are better than the Knicks. I think you're better than the Bucks. I think the biggest thing for you guys is to avoid playing a lower seed with a weak record and taking them for granted. I think Boston need to just keep their head down and march through the playoffs. If they do what they're supposed to do, Cleveland does what they're supposed to do, they'll both end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
One more other thing. You see the game with Indiana? That fella couldn't do no wrong last night. Hello?
I'm listening.
Yeah, what's the guy name from Indiana?
Who, Halliburton?
Tarpick or Tupick, something like that. Tarpick or something, boy. He put on a show. I told them fellas, how them when they come here about 3 points with 2 seconds to go. I said, more than fight.
There was a lot of ball played yesterday.
Tarpick went for about 34 points and 10 or 10 rebounds.
Yeah, man. That's the best. They're going overtime, too. That's the best I've seen play.
I'm glad we had an Obi Toppin sighting. I heard about Obi Toppin in a minute.
Well, we'll say you did. We got to be watching because I know Indiana is hot. So.
All right, man. We got to get to the break, man. I appreciate the call. Good stuff. We'll talk soon, man. Be safe. All right, let's get to the first break. You know, on the flip side of the break, Pearlie and I'll be back. We got a good final 15 today with Rich Eisen breaking down the whole situation in Pittsburgh. They're getting impatient. They want to answer for Aaron Rodgers. Meanwhile, you know, Russell Wilson, you know, doing what he needs to do, putting pressure on them. The Dodgers obviously didn't want Wilson back. Russell Wilson's taking calls from all around the league, including the New York Giants. So we'll talk about that and so much more. Rich Eisen got an in-depth Final 15 today. Some news on Myles Garrett as well. All right? And some other teams. So keep it right where you got it. That's the Final 15. Pearlie and I will be getting into the picks in short order. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, March 18th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Are you ready to indulge in the islands off the Bahamas? Take off to TCI, hop over to Havana, or fly to Florida? No matter the destination, jumpstart your journey with Bahamas Air, the national flag carrier of the Bahamas. Take advantage of our frequent flyer program and exclusive hotel and car deals. Book your flight now at BahamasAir.com or visit your local ticket sales office in Nassau or Grand Bahama. Bahamas Air, we don't just fly here, we live here.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee, I duck. Could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up. The cop again. Bus stop glass burst. A fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back. Forget getting hit. This is my hood. I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on. Little brothers is grown. Hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chaser. Street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience. Leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to.
We'll be back at you on the Tuesday, March 18th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly in the building. And let's get up into the picks, Pearly. All right? Let's get up into the picks. Obviously, you know, March Madness is upon us. We got some playing games going on. In addition to the playing games, the playing games that happen today and tomorrow. You had Alabama State and St. Francis play earlier today. North Carolina taking on San Diego State later on today in order to advance. And then tomorrow, you have another two play-in games. Xavier and Texas is another one for a play-in. All right? So, you know, you definitely got some play-in games to get you there till Thursday. But tonight we'll deal with specifically the NBA. But I do want to remind everybody, our picks are being brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And if you've made a $20 bet on basketball, all right, or you make a $20 bet on basketball, you got between now and Wednesday to get that bracket in. They're going to give you a bracket once you make a $20 bet on basketball. Fill out the bracket. All right, if you get a perfect bracket, you're going to win $250,000. If you get the closest bracket to being perfect, but not perfect, but the closest one, the most right, you're going to win $3,000. And they're going to be three random draws for three lucky winners to win cash prizes as well. All right? All you have to do is get that bracket in to marketing at TIGinvestments.com. That's marketing at TIGinvestments.com. And good luck. All right? It's the Island Game. Game you know. Friends you trust. They always remind you to play responsibly. And like I said, they got a lot going on for you all weekend long. In addition to the March Madness, they got NBA basketball, Major League Baseball, spring training, NHL, tennis, EuroLeague, all right, all your international soccer, all right, don't forget. Tonight in the NBA, one, two, three, four big games, Pearly. Four big games in the NBA tonight. Got the Hawks -8.5 against the Charlotte Hornets in Charlotte. I'm thinking maybe take the Hornets +8.5 at home. They may not win, but I think they cover that 8.5.
Yeah, I think so. You never know which Hawks you're getting.
You got the Celtics at home -14 against the Brooklyn Nets.
I like that. Wait, hold on. Let me see something first. Hold on. Let me see something. Let me see. Tatum is game time. Brown is out. No, I'm going to go to the money line.
Yeah, Boston in the money line. You can't. They still win the game, I think, but I don't think they cover the 14. You got the Milwaukee Bucks minus three over the Golden State Warriors. Who's out for the Warriors?
Curry. He's out. Rest.
Ah, well, give me the Bucks minus three then. I think the Warriors will play well. Let's see if Jimmy Butler explodes tonight. But I think without Curry, if the right Bucks team show up, they get the win. So let me.
I'll take the Bucks in the points tonight.
I'll take the Bucks minus three because they got something to play for. Got the Cleveland Cavaliers minus three on the road against the LA Clippers, man. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Give me the Cavaliers minus three over the Clippers.
I agree with you. I'll take the Cleveland minus three.
Yes, indeed. And then, of course, like I said, you got college basketball as well. You got St. Francis and Alabama State at 6:40 tonight. Alabama State 3.5-point favorites. I like Alabama State to win that one. They come in, with a better record than St. Francis, and they play tougher opponents, and they're a pretty good team. San Diego State. I like the Tar Heels to win this game, but I can't trust them. I got to take them in the money line.
Actually, I like them in the points. I like this 4.5 over San Diego State. I think they could pull it off, particularly if Davis gets off tonight. I like North Carolina, and I like these points for them tonight.
A lot of basketball coming up, Pearly. A lot of games to watch between college and the NBA. It is a good time. It fills the void. We got the NFL, some moving and shaking going on, too. We'll see some positioning coming up over the next couple of weeks. It's got a lot of rumors about potential people trading up to get certain players, including the Cowboys. Yeah. Now I'm hearing a trying to move up for Travis Hunter.
I hear they're telling the Dolphins to trade up to get some more picks. So we'll see what they do.
We'll see it. I mean, you guys trade up and get more picks, or trade down and take a trade down and get more picks. That wouldn't be a bad thing for you either.
We got 10 picks. We got 10 picks over the 7 rounds right now.
So there you go. The rich get richer.
We'll see what happens. We need them. Trust me.
All right, man. Well, good stuff, Pearly. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. All right? On the Wednesday edition. But I'm going to let you get out a little early today, man, so you can get your rest. Dodgers playing 6 in the morning again, right?
I'll be up.
Back-to-back morning, 6 a.m. Boy, I tell you.
Yep.
But you love them Dodgers. Who's starting for the Dodgers in the morning?
To be honest with you, the lazy boys feel good, though.
who's one?
Sasaki tomorrow.
All right. Let's see what Otani does as well, too.
But I'm not worried about Otani. He's going to do it. You got, they don't say who's pitching. They got, I know Sasaki's pitching for us tomorrow. And Justin Steele pitching for the Cubs tomorrow.
So we'll see. Steele ain't too bad. Let's see what he does.
No, it ain't too bad, but we can kill them tomorrow. I ain't worried about that.
All right, man. You don't sound like you're in mid-season form. But get to the break.
Not yet.
Flip side of the break, we'll get Rich Eisen to take you home. Talking about Aaron Rodgers, still a free agent. The Steelers are getting very impatient with him still being a free agent and the Russell Wilson situation. And we got a couple of other things to talk about as well, too, NFL-related. So keep it right where you got it. That'll be the final 15 taking you home. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Keep it right where you got it. Don't touch it.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 32 twins and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my teens, 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe, extra large white meat fillet, topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Benazir Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bond and fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lamkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, the Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where you...
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or tap high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time? Up with my luck, I got up. The cop again, bus stop glass bursts. A fiend drops his Heineken, ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little brothers is grown. Hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun, and the moon. And it's like a police chaser, street sweepers, and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to fly with my power, this is what nonsense. Got brothers, the time is now. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need is one mic.
We're waiting on Aaron Rodgers, you know, and trust me, I don't wake up saying I can't wait to talk about Aaron Rodgers again today. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not. Sorry, folks.
Right. And I get it. I get it that so many people out there are sick and tired of hearing about him. And the only reason why we're talking about him still is how many teams he is affecting by not giving an answer right now to whether he's going to play this year or to whom he's going to play. Announce that he's playing in their town. We're waiting on it. And it's not just any franchises either, with all due respect to other franchises in the NFL. There's no bigger fan base. Now, the fan base is maybe just as large, I'd say that just so I don't get any pushback, than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chris Brockman knows, okay? Chris Brockman knows firsthand.
I love this story.
Way back when we were just a little old podcast. Little podcast that could. And folks at NFL Network, executive producer wing, so into the show that they gave us a sound booth and a shower curtain
that was like
and say, big. That's your production.
It was like this big.
Oh, they were very supportive. Or he was very supportive. But at any rate, look at us now.
Hi.
At any rate.
Or I know because, you know, that's where I'm from.
No. Listen, I shouldn't do that, but I just did because I'm highly caffeinated. And so, listen, we were just a little podcast that could, and we decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to send a football player to the red carpet of the Oscars, and they're going to conduct interviews on the behalf of the Rich Eisen show, and we'll mix, because again, we just want to mix entertainment and sports. We chose Hines Ward for the job.
Yep.
The only people who knew Hines Ward was going was Chris Brockman, who was producing it, me, who helped set it up with Hines Ward, who knew about it, and then the Oscars people who...
Yeah, who, when I went to go get the credential, they were like, why is the NFL here? And I'm like, just, can I have my lanyard, please?
Bless. And
they
and
really it was questioned
a,
you?
And it was a hit. It was a hit. Nobody knew
it was happening.
But the reason why we mentioned is you told this story. You can go ahead and finish it. You looked up. You saw at the very top of the...
So you get there super early at the Oscars red carpet. It's like 11 a.m., noon, local time. And you're just kind of walking. You're taking in the scene. You know, you see, oh, cool. There's A.C. Slater over there and Maria Menounos over there and Ryan Seacrest walked by. And then all of a sudden they had bleachers for an audience for the red carpet to cheer or whatever. It's cool. And then at the top row, there was like a half dozen people. Hines Ward! Steeler fans. They had terrible towels and hats and jerseys, and they were cheering because they saw Hines Ward.
But they had terrible towels and jerseys going to the Oscars dressed that way.
Yes, they were dressed that way.
That still makes no sense.
Like, it was the most crazy thing I've ever seen.
And I understand there's cheeseheads and there's 12s and there's, you know, all that stuff. Every single one of those people right now is wondering who's going to be the quarterback throwing to their new $30 million a year wide receiver. That's such a move to make. Let's spend $30 million a year on a wide receiver with no plan at quarterback. And every single minute that Rodgers says, I don't know, it's just rankling them. The Giants have a huge fan base as well. The Vikings, skull, we're skull chanting. And they're also like waiting. Unless they're not. At least they got J.J. McCarthy. The Steelers have got Mason Rudolph, and the Giants have Tommy Cutlets at present. They could use this guy, as basically. Or a guy, you know, similar to the guy who was winning MVPs before he went to the Jets and ripped up his Achilles and on occasion last year showed flashes of his MVP self. They could use that guy. And the longer he goes without saying anything, he pisses off the fans. And the question is, what about the front offices? And Mike Mayock's going to join us later in hour three, and we'll ask him, like, what would you do? Albert Breer's going to join us in just less than 10 minutes right now to tell us what anybody knows about what Rodgers is thinking. And he could at any point in time make an announcement. Maybe even the middle of the next sentence I'm about to say. We don't know. We're all waiting. And so put it all together. And if you're in the front office, do you say you've got a certain amount of time, otherwise we're out? Sort of like Omar Khan, the general manager of the Steelers, or the general manager of the Giants, Joe Shane, apartment, and like Kramer screaming, I'm out of this contest. Because to be very honest, what they're doing waiting for him might be the reason why they're out. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
Hey, I'm just trying to be like the episode, talking about something without saying the words. Honestly, like, what are we doing here? And so I don't know what the front offices are thinking. They're not going to say anything. The fans, we're hearing from them. What about potential new teammates? Well, Cam Hayward gave you some interesting advice on this front. Insight. It's what he had to say on his pod when I guess the subject matter of whether he would call up Rodgers and talk to him about what's going on with him and invite him to make a decision and come to the Steelers. This was his response.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Not just football with Cam Hayward, who last I saw was on the other side of Adam Ray in a makeshift New Orleans kitchen on Bert Kreischer's. He was making something thoroughly inedible.
Also, that's about the most unfriendly you've ever seen.
Yes.
Cam, ever.
That's a Walter Payton Man of the Year, who is a jolly giant.
Yeah, and he's usually like, but he's like, no. Like,
well, I mean, again, he must be hearing about it. And he's this is also the end of his career here. Mm-hmm. His window is shutting. He knows his clock is ticking. He's in the trenches, man.
And he's got to figure he's got two other Hall of Famers potentially on that defense with him. And like you said, time is not on their
side. But in particular, this guy, he's the one who Derrick Henry's being rolled downhill into.
Facts.
He's the one that's trying to hold the line as everybody grounds it out against the Steelers. He's the one who's trying to lead in the locker room. He's the one with a C on his chest. He's the one that's trying to win before his next act of his life. And it's a big difference whether Aaron Rodgers is coming or not for him.
Yeah.
I don't know what would move Rodgers right now. I don't know. Nobody does. But I just thought it was fascinating that a member of the Steelers, who I've been saying, hey, I think it's a fit for Rodgers and Pittsburgh, somebody of his age group, a contemporary, who understands what it's like when there's a clock ticking. He's got both of them have gray at the end of their beards, right? Both of them are, you know, I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school. I think going to Canton. I think when it's all said and done, Cam's going to have one of those days too.
For sure.
And that's part of the reason why I think it's a fit. I don't know what's going on. Nobody does either. But the longer it goes on, the more people will just like not care. And there could be a lot of people checked out in the middle of our open right now. I hope not, because we've got a great show in store. And there's a kid, Tyler Shuck. He could be the answer here. All of this stuff where we're sitting here waiting on Rodgers and Rodgers chooses somewhere else and the other team that doesn't get him chooses Tyler Shuck, and he could be a revelation. The way the kid spun it at the combine, the way and the way that he ran it at the combine, you know, he was the only quarterback in his group who ran it, and we're going to talk to him about running the 40, and he ran it twice. As a matter of fact, he ran it, and he ran it pretty damn fast, too, and he played to the crowd. Like, he gave, like, sort of an are-you-not-entertained arm movement as he was running through the 40-yard dash line into the end zone towards the fans. And then we had to wait for him to catch his breath because there was no one else running it. We had to wait another minute or two. Okay, you ready to run again, Tyler? And then he did it. And then he spun it afterwards, soaking it in. And maybe he's a guy that can just be drafted at the end of the first round, top of the second. If he slips to the third, you get him. And then all of a sudden, this entire conversation of like, was Rodgers coming or not, is a moot point. And at some point, maybe a front office turns to that concept of let's go ahead and get the kid. If you're the Giants, let's just trade up to one. Let's just go ahead and do that. Rodgers, you want to go to Pittsburgh? You want to go to Minnesota? Fine. We're just going to go and trade up to one. And you have to have that conversation right now. And we'll talk to Mike Mayock about it in hour three. You have to have the conversation with John Mara. Again, no cameras on in this meeting room this time around. And just say, John, or Mr. Mara, or Mr. Son of the Duke, listen, let's trade all this draft capital. We think Cam Ward's the guy. You're going to, like, but we need to go with some bumps and bruises here. Are we all cool? Because, you know, I've got a wife and kids. I got a mortgage. I've got the kids love going to school here in North Jersey. I don't want to make this move and think that you're just going to hold it against me. You know, but we want to make this bet here. We can't wait for Rodgers. Let's go. Let's get Cam Ward. Let's sign Russ. That's a plan, more than just waiting around and then someone else signs Russ and somebody else trades up to one. And now you're what out of luck? Now you're really doing what Kramer was doing before he was out. Cat.
It's only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure like a cup of virgin blood mixed with 151. One sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs like Osiris and Isis. Parables written inside papyruses. Acknowledge it. We've been all tricked. Time to come out of it. Seeds watch us grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck. Could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up. The cop again. Bus stop glass bursts. A fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back. Forget getting hit. This is my hood. I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come on. Little brothers is grown. Hood rats don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience. Leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to fly with my power, this is what nonsense about. Brothers, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic.